The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 14, the final episode of 2020, guys. We're going on a hiatus. And, well, this was nothing short of Olympic.
Yeah, that's a nice little segue.
So, you know, there's nothing like a little friendly competition between families, or family members, I should say. And, well, one of them in particular was that Maurice and Mike, they want to teach Monroe how to swim. Mm-hmm. And Maurice doesn't think that Miz can do it.
Nope.
And so they make a little wager, a friendly little wager.
Friendly.
Where if Miz wins, Maurice has to completely detail his golf cart. And if Maurice wins, Miz has to give her and her mother a foot massage. So keep that in mind as we go through the episode. We open up at Chateau Marmiz with Maurice working on her skincare line. She has a big meeting with Volition coming up. She's mixing products and she's keeping them all in the fridge because they're 100% organic. You can technically eat them if you need to, but you probably shouldn't. It's probably not good for you. And they're testing them on Marjot, which she looks rather ghastly in her half mask. I believe the exact quote was, "Whoa, you look like the Phantom of the Opera."
And just to correct you, it's Manor Marmiz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Manor Marmiz.
The old one with the chateau. This is Manor Marmiz.
I can't keep up with the fancy names.
I like that they have an actual sign on their building for it.
You know, like you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the money, why not spend it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make it your own, you're going to claim it with a sign.
So, back to the pool. Miz is teaching sweet little Monroe how to, you know, swim. It's very, very lovely father-daughter bonding. And, well, Maurice decides she's
going
to...
Hold on. Before she even comes out, Miz is trying to be the dude from Baywatch with the red bathing trunks and everything.
When in Rome,
I'm just saying, in LA. I'm just saying, he went over the top.
It's Miz. Of course he did.
Including the suntan lotion on the nose. Bit.
Well, you have to. It's for TV.
Which is great. Just saying. Gotta point these things out.
So anyway, so Maurice comes out looking very fine in a lime green one piece, very low cut. Everything is just there for Miz to see. And she's putting suntan lotion conveniently right on her backside, right in front of him as he's trying to teach their like 1 or 2 year old daughter how to swim. And he's like, dude, trying to do a thing. Go away.
She was flaunting the goods.
She was flaunting the goods as a way to distract him, and he wasn't buying it.
Not only distract, sabotage the bet, as she called it.
Well, you know, she needs to. She wants that foot massage. Have you ever had a foot massage? I mean, my God, they're wonderful. So we cut to a little later, and we're all back inside. Everybody's changed. Everybody's dried off. Miz is sitting at the table with Monroe, and Maurice wants to practice her presentation on Miz. And he's basically, you know, she's talking about the tea that's in the moisturizer, because that's what she's presenting, is this one-of-a-kind moisturizer that she's created. And so Miz starts to drink the tea, and he's like, holy crap, this is life-changing. Because there's so much caffeine in it naturally that he's like, I just have nothing but energy. Oh my gosh. And she's like, yeah, see? You're probably going to be awake for a week, but yeah, see?
See?
It's awesome stuff. So Maurice is preparing for her presentation. She's basically putting it together. She goes off to her meeting, and well, while the cat's away, the mice will play, because with Maurice out of the house, Miz brings in a ringer.
Yeah.
He brings, you know, which is smart.
Not just any sort of coach.
Oh, no. Miz just happens to be friend with Ryan Lochte, who's, you know, an Olympian, champion swimmer, all around really good looking guy, nice guy, to come in and teach his daughter how to swim.
I mean, if you're gonna do it.
If you're gonna do it right. But what I have to laugh at is Marjot and Barb are both standing there fawning over him.
Oh my God, they were fawning over him.
Which... honestly, I kind of can't blame them, because I probably would have done the same thing. Very good looking man. And Miz says that if Marjot lies to Maurice about Ryan Lochte, well, she can stay and fawn over him. And if she doesn't, well, she's out.
But I don't lie to my daughter.
And he says, then you have to leave. And she's like, for him, I'll lie to my daughter.
Yeah, that quickly turned around really quick.
that changed. So we see Ryan teaching sweet little Monroe. They have a good day. We learn about ice cream scoops and her paddling to Miz and all these things. And it's just adorable. And then Miz decides he's going to race Ryan.
That whole competition bug just sort of kicks right in.
And, well, he loses.
He didn't lose by a lot, but Ryan also wasn't really trying.
Yeah, Ryan was just kind of being nice and letting Miz kind of have the sympathy win, which is very sweet of him. But, yeah, it was like, okay, all right, I see what you're doing here.
And Miz was completely out of breath.
Yeah, he was very, very winded.
Ryan, on the other hand, was like, okay.
Meh. So they say their thank yous and goodbye. Maurice comes back, and she's on her Zoom call. And meanwhile, while this is going on, by the way, Miz kind of hatches a plan. He and George have a conversation while they're watching Varsity Blues. And he has a plan.
This was before the plan.
I know, but he's hatching the plan. He's hatching the plan. So we finally get to see the episode of Miz and Mrs. where Miz gets in trouble for screaming on Up, Up, Down, Down.
Oh my god, I remember the Up, Up, Down, Down episode where he's getting berated on the show.
Twice.
Berated. And I was like, That's strange. And then they actually were filming that day. It's like, wow, good timing on that one.
Right. And so they basically show the guys giving him crap and Maurice yelling at him because she's like, I'm trying to have a meeting with the dude. And then she goes outside because Miz is being loud and George is doing naked Tai Chi out by the pool. And she just wants 5 minutes to be able to, I don't know, maybe put this together kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's helping her put this together kind of thing. So, yeah, she has a little bit of a moment. It's fine. So, to make up for it, Miz Hatch continues to hatch the plan, and he formulates the plan. As Maurice goes out for her actual meeting, he and George try to do the right thing, try to be nice guys, and clean the house for her.
So, in one corner, there's George Mizanin. In the other, the Roomba. George couldn't figure out the Roomba.
I like how he's like standing over the Roomba yelling at it.
Alexa, clean.
Yeah, Alexa, clean the house. And the Roomba's not doing anything. I'm like, there's a giant, I'm sitting here yelling at it because I have one. And I'm like, hit the button on the top, you idiot. There's a giant button on the top of Roombas that says clean. If you hit the button, it will clean. George apparently could not figure out the Roomba. He also could not do a YouTube video on the Roomba. So in the end, George fights with the Roomba. Miz cleans, does the laundry, restocks the wine fridge with beer. And basically the two come together at the end. To watch a movie.
Miz was also fighting with the duvet.
He was fighting with the duvet. He could not figure out how to do the duvet because it was a burrito fold. And I'm like, there should be like snaps or buttons or something on that thing to like close it because there generally are. I'm not sure why he was trying to do a burrito fold. But anyway.
He was reading or looking up videos on it.
At least he had YouTube. George didn't. So they come together. They congratulate themselves because it's like, oh, hey, look, housework really isn't that hard. We got this. We're good. And I just sat here and like shook my head. I'm like, okay, all right, boys, sure, whatever. Anyway, so they're sitting up watching. I think this is where they were watching Varsity Blues, and they get themselves a snack out of the fridge. Except, well, they don't get any old snack. Oh no, they accidentally grab the cosmetic moisturizer as dip.
So it circles all the way back to the beginning episode where he says Maurice was talking about how you could put it in the refrigerator,
and nobody listened to her. And as a result, they're eating dip with a high amount of caffeine in it.
And Miz just starts talking really super fast. Oh my god, he was talking so fast. Like, oh my god, guys, he was talking so fast.
That caffeine kicked in and he just never looked back, man.
Yeah.
And so, like, George is, like, all pepped up and he's all pepped up. And Maurice is, like, at the end of the day, she's happy they tried. Like, she appreciates the effort that they tried to clean the house, even though they made it worse because she comes home to the Roomba trapped in a circle of pillows.
Yeah.
Because it can't get out. And I'm like, they must have just done that. Like, George must have just, had that just happened when she got home. Because here's the thing about those fancy dancy little robot. If they sense that they're stuck, which eventually it will figure out that it can't get out of that and it can't get home, they will air out and they'll shut off. And it's usually within like 5 minutes of it getting stuck. Trust me, I know mine's gotten stuck under my couch. So like that must have just gotten set up before she got home. But again, she appreciates the effort. Even though it's the house is a complete wreck, she's going to have to go change it, like clean up everything. They still tried. And that's what she appreciates, is that they tried. They didn't succeed, but they tried. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in one corner, we have Maurice Mizanin. In the other corner, we have Michael Mizanin. It's swim day. Who will come out victorious as Monroe Sky learns to swim? Man, he chucked her in the pool and she just took off. And Maurice is so excited and she's so proud, you know, because Monroe's swimming and, oh, hey, Mike did it. Mike won the bet. And she's pleased beyond punch that Mike won because Monroe can swim. And ultimately, their job as parents is that she is safe around the pool. That's the whole goal, is that she learns how to swim, so she falls in the pool, she's safe. And she's super proud and excited and cheering them on, and she's happy to cleave Mike's golf cart because he did what he was supposed to do. At least till he pulls her in the pool.
And her platinum blonde hair,
which does not mix well with chlorine, turns green. Miz, why? Why would you do this?
I mean, he was just having some fun.
He was just having some fun, but she's just like, oh, crap.
Can I get my hair done again?
No, there's nothing you could do, I don't think, unless you, like, put, like, something on it. Like, you just kind of have to let the chemicals work their way out and let it be green for, like, a day or two, which sucks, but...
In 2020, I mean, you just stay home.
Yeah, as I say, it's not like they have to go anywhere, so we're good.
No one will ever know.
It's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
So... Maurice is cleaning the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Miz asks her if she has, you know, a toothbrush to really get in there and get those fine details. She does not. So he very politely and nicely brings her a toothbrush.
It was at this point, I looked down at the clock, went, there's still some time left in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Something's afoot.
Something's about to go wrong. And sure enough, wouldn't you know it, that, well, Ryan forgot his watch.
Yeah, he's buzzing the video bell. She walked by, Maurice walked by, called, I think she called him a dick.
Well, she's like, you have the wrong house.
No,
blah, blah,
no,
blah, blah.
We called Miz a dick.
Well, yeah, because I think he sprayed her with the water, and then he, brought her the toothbrush and walked off.
And then he was in the movie room, and then he asked for another water. She just mumbled, you're a dick or something. But yes, Ryan showed up at the house looking for his watch that he just so happened to leave there.
Oops.
He gets his watch, and, you know. And as he was talking to her on the video thing, I was teaching Monroe how to swim.
Yeah, she's like, well, what were you doing here? Why were you here? What were you doing? And that's when he sort of fesses up to the fact that he was helping Miz, and she's like, oh, were you now?
So Ryan gets his watch, and Maurice goes into the room where Mike's at, and, you know, like, hey, so about the swimming. And then she brings in Ryan, and she starts screaming at Mike, and Ryan's like,
do I need to be here for this?
Can I leave?
I mean, that's exactly what he's like. He's like, this is awkward. Do I need to be here, or can I just, like, take my shit and go? Like, that was pretty much how that went.
They're like, thanks, Mike. Or thanks, Ryan. Thanks.
And yeah, so in the end, Miz has to massage Marjo and Maurice's feet. And Marjo's like, get in there and get my bunions. After he brings them a mojito, he comes out looking like a club boy.
Yep, he was all dressed in white.
I had a fancy towel with him. And yeah, so he gets in there and he starts rubbing on Marjo's feet, complaining the whole way because it's the worst day of his life. And that's how we conclude season 2 for the time being. Is Miz pretty much where we left him at the start of the season? No worse, no better. And I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, been a very eventful season so far. Had a baby.
Had a pandemic.
You know.
Which they didn't bring up or mention. It's very interesting how...
For a show that's supposed to be uplifting and positive and what have you, yeah, you don't have to bring up the pandemic. You know what I mean?
You don't have to. It was just curious that they didn't. That's all. I was really interested to see how they were going to pull that off. And it's like, oh, okay, that's how they did it. Neat.
Well, maybe next season.
Maybe next season. So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. edition right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will be back very soon with another review. Till then, bye!